This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm going to have to start all over, okay? No! I will fire you, man. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, Rasulullah. This is going live all over the world, so that's why. But inshallah ta'ala, we're starting this new series called Quran Gems. So brothers and sisters, I'm not starting all over. I'm just starting from the Al-Quran. I'm not going to translate or go to give to the tafsir of every ayah because it will not be possible. I only have about 10 minutes. Or word by word tafsir, no. But the aim and the goal, inshallah ta'ala, or the motive behind the series called Quran Gems is to entice you all to go and read the Quran, the full Quran. We're going to make it, inshallah ta'ala, incumbent upon ourselves to, inshallah ta'ala, to have at least one khatma, cover to cover. Inshallah, this is one goal. And the other goal is to memorize at least one surah from the 29 juz of the Quran. From, let's say, whatever, Ar-Rahman, which was Ar-Rahman, which was Al-Waqi'ah, which was Al-Hadid. And then we're going to have that, inshallah, at the end of Ramadan, we're going to have special prizes to those who do hifz of at least one surah from the 29 juz of Ramadan. And then we have another series called His Majesty, Living with the Names of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this Ramadan, we will also try to memorize the 99 names of Allah. It will be special Ramadan, I'm telling you. So that's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not just names of Allah, how to live with the names of Allah, how to implement the names of Allah. We will do that, inshallah ta'ala, after Asr, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and iftar will be served. So here we're talking about, again, the goal is to entice you to read the Quran. Let's start from the names of the Quran. Remember, they call me, what did they call me? Oh, he's giving candies now. Candyman! All right. Names of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla, there's many names of the Quran. What are some of the names of the Quran? Quickly. Al-Furqan. Ar-Rahman? Okay, Ar-Rahman. Although it's not, but I'll give you Ar-Rahman. One of the names of the Quran. Al-Munir. Sah. Al-Munir. I'm sorry, that's not yours, it's behind you. Al-Kitab. Yeah, these are all names of the sisters. I just watched this. Oh, come, what's going on here? Al-Kitab, Al-Kitab, Al-Mudir, Al-Huda. These are all names of the Quran. Al-Dhikr, Al-Siraj. Al-Bari', Al-Malik. Al-Malik. Al-Malik is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
He wants the chocolate.
Here it is. Al-Malik, King. So these are some of the names of the Quran. Last year, I told you about that this Quran is split into four categories, if you remember. The surahs are into four categories. If you remember them, I'll give you maybe two or three chapters. Remember those four categories. This is just the intro. The first one is As-Sab'a Tawal. The Sab'a Tawal, the seven off long ones. The seven first surahs are called As-Sab'a, seven Tawal. And then the second type of surahs, they're called Al-Mi'in. Who said Al-Mi'in? Who said Al-Mi'in? Whoever, here we go. Al-Mi'in. Mi'in comes from Mi'a. Those surahs that are over 100 ayat. And then you have the third categories. It's called Al-Mathani. Anything below 100 ayat is called Al-Mathani. And the last one, the last category is called Al-Mufassal. Mufassal is the short ones. Okay, these are the four types of categories of ayat in the Quran. Here we go, my friend. Aywan. What else? Na'am. And the Quran, again, this is just an intro. The Quran have 10 main iftitah. Just remember this name, iftitah. I'm going to test you. What is iftitah? All the Qur'ans, all the surahs, they start with 10 different iftitah, no more than 10. I'll give you 5 examples. There's some surahs that start with tahmid, such as Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Alright, surat? You know that one, surat? Who said first? Kaf. Here we go. Surat al-Kaf. And then the second type of iftitah called tasbih, such as Subhana alladhi asla bi'abdihi laylan. There's some surah that start with tasbih, Subhana alladhi. This is number 2. Number 3, there's the surah that starts with huruf al-tahajji. Huruf al-tahajji such as Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad, Alif Lam Mim Sad. This is what we call huruf al-tahajji. There are some surahs that start with khabar. Khabar means some sort of news, such as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالْرَسُولِ. This is some news. So they start, there's some surahs that start with khabar. There's some surahs that start with istifham, like a question mark. ألم ترى كيف فعل ربك لأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم ترى أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين؟ This is some sort that starts with that. And the fifth category is some sort that starts with القسم, an oath, such as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والليل والليل والضحى والتين والزيتون. Allah just swears by certain things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's start quickly with Al-Fatiha. I'm only had not 5 minutes. Another 5 minutes and we'll be done, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Fatiha has some names. Al-Fatiha has some names. Names of Al-Fatiha. Al-Shafiya. Al-Sab' al-Mathani. Al-Sab' al-Mathani. The seven of long ones. Al-Kafiya, Al-Shafiya, Al-Kafiya. There is one, if you tell me that one, the best one, I give you all this. Al-Kitab. Okay, Al-Kitab. Al-Quran. No, that was not the best one. Umm al-Kitab, there's one which is, it's called As-Salah. It's called As-Salah. One of the names of Al-Fatiha is As-Salah because the Prophet says, that Allah says, I split Salah between me and my servant into two. You know, Al-Fatiha, between me and my servant into two. So there's this hadith, it's also called As-Salah. And brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad says this amazing thing about Surah Al-Fatiha. He says in this hadith, as I was sitting with Jibreel, and then we heard this sound. Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, there is a gate in Jannah. It has never been opened. It just been opened today. And then a malak comes out from that door, that gate. He says, Ya Rasulullah, this malak comes out from this gate. From Jannah. It has never come down. And this malak came to the Prophet Muhammad and said, Ya Rasulullah, today you have been blessed with two nurain, two beautiful bright nose, to the Prophet. He's giving him this glad tidings that no man has ever been given. It is only you, Rasulullah. Surah Al-Fatiha and the last of Surah Al-Baqarah. No Prophet before Prophet Muhammad was blessed with these surahs. Brothers and sisters, a'adham surah in it, in Surah after, you know, Surah we're going to talk a little about Surah Al-Baqarah, but Surah Al-Fatiha, which starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah. If you want to know more about Allah, please come and join the His Majesty. When I talk about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Fridays and Saturdays and Thursdays, and Sundays, talking about these names. Allah, Bismillah, Bismi. We start with Bismi. I start my work with Bismi. I go to home and I open the door, Bismi. Before I close my door at home, Bismillah, Bismillah. Every day you say Bismillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in it. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Who's Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman, they say in the tafaseer, Ar-Rahman is for all mankind. In jinn, angels, you know, it's for all khalq of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ar-Rahim, these are gems, by the way. And Ar-Rahim specifically for al-mu'mineen. Bil-mu'mineena ra'ufun rahim. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Maliki, al-Maliki. Maliki yawmiddin or Maliki yawmiddin. Al-Malik is the one who owns something. Malik. Malik is like the omnipotent. So what does it mean for Allah Azza wa Jal? You can be Malik, but you cannot be Malik. Or you can be Malik, but you cannot be Malik. What is the difference? The difference is, you can own something. Malik is somebody who owns something. You can own something, but you cannot be Malik. You're not Malik, you guys here. All of you, you own a house, you own a car, you own whatever, but you don't own, but you cannot be king. Your wives are queens. Just say yes. But you cannot be kings. But a king, there are certain kings who are Malik, but they cannot own anything. It's just like some kings in Denmark, in Norway. They're king or queens, but they cannot make any commands and cannot give any rules and whatnot. But Allah is Al-Malik, Al-Malik subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik or Malik yawmiddin. And then we say, Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. There's a beauty here. There's another gem. Why Iyaka na'bud first? And why Iyaka nasta'in next? إياك نعبد, you only we worship, is الغاية, is the purpose. And إياك نستعين is the means. والغاية تسبق الوسيلة. So الغاية, the goal is إياك نعبد. And then we say إياك نستعين. Why we say that? Because we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal to worship Him. We seek help. إياك نستعين. What do we, إياك نستعين for what? يا ربي, we إياك نستعين to worship You properly. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. And then you say إهدنا, إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The Arabs, this is another gem. The Arabs, when they say صراط, صراط means certain things. صراط, it has to be straight. صراط, it has to be wide. صراط has to be clear. Otherwise, it is not Sirat, it's Tariq. This is a gem. Sirat has to be clear, and it has to be wide, and it has to be straight. If it's not straight, if it's not wide, if it's not clear, it is not Sirat, it's just a path. So we say, Ihdina al-Sirat, there's only one. Al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina al-Ta'alim, Ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wal-Dhalin. And that's Surah al-Baqarah quickly, I'm not going to go through it tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala. Today you will recite from page 1 to page 26, I believe. Say, one just and quarter today, inshaAllah ta'ala, Surah al-Baqarah. Surah number 2, it has 286 ayah, and it is in juz 1, or para, as you say, para, 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3, please go back and read it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Surah al-Baqarah, quickly, it talks, the first juz talk about the mu'mineen, it talks about the kafirin, and it talks about the hypocrites. It talks a lot about the hypocrites because they are the worst. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ الْمَارِ. The hypocrites are in the lowest level in hellfire. And Allah describes them, He says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. In their heart there is a sickness, there is a disease, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And then after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Adam alayhi salam and the creation of this earth. And after Adam, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Banu Isra'il and Al-Yahud. 80 ayah talking only about Al-Yahud and Banu Isra'il. This is only juz number 1. And after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the building of the Kaaba. And after that, the last thing that first juz talks about is Tarbiyat al-Abna'ah. The disciplining of our kids, the upbringing of the children. It also in the last verse of the first juz of Surah Al-Baqarah. Brothers and sisters, please, again, the goal is to entice you to go and read the Qur'an. So make sure that, inshaAllah ta'ala, you try to recite the Qur'an throughout this month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, getting closer to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum.